So the other big story this morning is that ruling yesterday, district court ruling that the Pentagon's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy is unconstitutional. 86-page opinion and ruling from U.S. District Judge Virginia Phillips said the policy does not preserve military readiness. It's contrary to what Justice Department attorneys and many supporters have argued, because evidence shows, according to the ruling, that the policy, in fact, has had a direct and deleterious effect on the armed services. Judge Phillips said she would issue an injunction barring the government from enforcing the policy. The government promptly said it would appeal. Joining us, two familiar voices to help explain what the implications are for the Pentagon and what this ruling actually means. Larry Korb, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, former Assistant Secretary of Defense during the Reagan administration, also a retired Navy captain. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
Jeffrey Rosen also joins us, whose voice we rely on regularly on this program to explain controversial rulings. He's a George Washington University Law School professor. Good morning, Professor Rosen.
Good morning.
So, first of all, explain this ruling. I was actually surprised by it. It was a two-week trial. The Justice Department defended the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy vigorously, even though the Senate or the House has actually repudiated it. The Pentagon is supposedly ruling on it. What does this ruling actually mean legally from your perspective, Jeffrey Rosen?
It is surprising in the sense that, unlike the recent decisions striking down bans on gay marriage and the Defense of Marriage Act, there's generally a tradition of deference to the military. And here, the judge, relying on Mr. Korb's testimony and others, said that the military's claims that this is necessary for unit cohesion and military readiness are not empirically supportable. And it quoted lots of evidence that people, by concealing their sexual orientation, can't actually form the necessary bonds that are necessary to fight an effective war. It noted that since the war in Afghanistan, discharges under Don't Ask, Don't Tell have plummeted. Recruiting has been harmed by Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And essentially, even under the military's own terms, this was not necessary.
All right, to the question. All right, so the Pentagon's rationale for it is bogus, according to the ruling, or they can't support it. But the Pentagon can do what it wants. It's internal rules for the Pentagon. They have the authority here. How does this judicial ruling challenge that?
Well, essentially, the judge said that we're not going to give the military deference, even though there are Supreme Court cases that say that we have to defer to the military because fundamental rights recognized by the Supreme Court in the Lawrence case and also fundamental First Amendment rights are involved, then the military has to fall. So the question is, what's so interesting is President Obama was really trying to have this both ways, both criticizing the policy, calling for its repeal, and yet defending it in court. And now his Justice Department has to decide, will it appeal this decision, which creates a division among the circuits? Will it take it all the way up to the Supreme Court? It's going to be harder and harder for President Obama to maintain this balancing act in light of this ruling.
Really interesting legally, really interesting politically, as you've stated there, Jeffrey Rosen. But the Pentagon has some decisions to make, Larry Korb. But what are likely to be the implications of this as Pentagon leaders sort of sketch out what their next steps are?
Well, I think the Pentagon has already been moving away from it. Secretary Gates basically has said, we're not going to put you out unless we have just on third-party information anymore, and you can't throw somebody out unless it goes up to a flag officer or a general admiral. So that has slowed it down. Both Secretary Gates and Admiral Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, support repealing it, and right now they're doing a study to see how the change would, impact both military people and their families, and that's supposed to be completed by December. I don't think it's going to have a great immediate impact in terms of, the people being thrown out, because as the judge pointed out, it always goes down in wartime anyway, and this is not the first war that this has happened. In fact, in the first Persian Gulf War, Secretary Cheney then suspended all the people who were, about to be thrown out till the war was over. Then they threw them out after it, and so I don't think it's going to have a great immediate impact. And again, I'm not an attorney, so I don't know how long these appeals will take. And I think the real issue is the judge going to say, right now, stop throwing people out, on this basis, and whether in fact that will happen while we go through the appeals process.
Jeffrey, let me ask you, I wanted you to explain a little bit more the unconstitutional argument that the judge made. She said that the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy violated both the Fifth and First Amendments. The First Amendment, you kind of understand. understand the right to free speech. The Fifth Amendment, can you kind of help us understand how it violates the substantive due process, even though those things are, to a certain extent, limited or diminished among the military?
Yes, that's a great question, and that's the central issue. The Fifth Amendment right that the court recognized in the Lawrence case said that people have a fundamental right of autonomy to define themselves, to figure out what their conception of intimacy is. And in past cases, the court had said, when the military is involved, you just defer and take their word for whatever they're saying. But the court said, now in light of Lawrence, this right to autonomy is a fundamental right, and it can't be trumped by the military, and the military has no special expertise about what is necessary for unit cohesion and so forth because of this basic right to autonomy. So we're really seeing dramatically the effect of this Lawrence decision. That was at the center of the California gay marriage decision. It's at the center of this decision. That was the case in 2003 where Justice Scalia basically warned, this is going to mean the end of gay marriage and good don't ask, don't tell. And it turns out that he was basically right, because once you've said that moral disapproval is not a legitimate reason for restricting people's behavior, and once you've said people have a basic right to autonomy, then even the military doesn't get deference on this question. It's really interesting.
So Larry Corr, but taking that argument of Jeffrey Rosen, putting the Lawrence decision and this Phillips decision together, if I'm a gay lieutenant in the Marines and this injunction goes into place, I walk into a commanding officer's office and say, hello, I'm gay, there's nothing the Pentagon can do about that, correct?
Well, that's correct. And the thing is, they're already there. Everybody knows it, and we've been, you know, playing this game. I thought the most interesting thing about the, you know, the case, which I had the privilege of testifying to it, the government didn't call any witnesses because they knew that they would be cross-examined, and it just wouldn't, you know, their testimony wouldn't hold up.
So legally, a decision that is certainly landmark, but possibly part of a trend where we're seeing the end of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, ironically predicted by Justice Scalia on the Supreme Court in the Lawrence case. Jeffrey Rosen, George Washington University law professor, thanks so much.
Pleasure. Thank you.
And Lawrence Corb, who testified in the Phillips case that was ruled on yesterday, a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, former assistant secretary of defense during the Reagan administration, and also a retired Navy captain. Larry Corb, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
We definitely want to get comments from you about this decision from the judge that ruling that the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy is unconstitutional. What do you think? Are you a soldier that could be affected by this decision, or do you have a family or a friend that could? Give us a call at 877-8-MINDTAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. We'll be getting different views on the ruling throughout the morning, so you can also check on our coverage at thetakeaway.org. And while you're there, the president is hosting a press conference later today on the economy. We're going to be streaming it live at our site starting at 11 a.m. Eastern. That's, again, at thetakeaway.org.
I'm sure he'll be asked about the developing story in Florida. I suspect he'll be asked about it, and you'll be able to get that information from thetakeaway.org. But we, of course, have been taking your pulse on that Florida Quran and the mosque in Lower Manhattan stories. 877-8-MITE Take, or you can post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.